This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you are listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me. All right, everybody, welcome. This is Paul Gough live with you here from Orlando. It is Monday, 29th of June. As always, it's a pleasure to be here to talk to you just about what is happening in the world right now and ultimately trying to give you some insights and some direction as to how to manage your business and ultimately potentially even yourself and just things that are happening around you. So that's what we'll do today. I'm excited to talk to you about this. We're going to talk in order of importance what to focus on in Q3. We are a business podcast. It is the end of a month and it's also the end of a quarter. Q2 is over and we're about to head into Q3. And we'll just talk about how, you know, this whole situation, COVID, social, economic meltdown, spikes, lulls, borders reopening, borders closing down, states opening, states closing down. We'll talk about all of these things that are happening and how to just find some predictability in a very unpredictable world right now. Got some good stuff for you. Make sure you head over right now, paulgough.com/cash. It's a free report that I've wrote. I'll say it again, make sure you get it. If you're a serious business owner and you are listening to this podcast, this exists, paulgough.com/cash. Head over there right now. We're going to leave that report up. We've been giving it away on the email list and to our members. It's a free special report that I wrote. It is 6,000 words, 20-odd pages. Took me a day and a half to write with eight steps, basically, if you like, to avoid running out of cash in the next few months. If you are serious about your business, you're a real business owner, you've got to get it. paulgough.com/cash. is the place to go get that special report, and it will tie in nicely to some of the things that we're speaking about today. I guarantee you'll love it. Read the report. If you're not happy with it, I'll give you your money back. That's how much I believe in this report. But look, it isn't a, you know, six steps and, you know, tidbits of information. I promise you, it's 20 odd pages, 6,000, probably 6,500 words of super content. I often write special reports and sell them for members. This one I've given away free. Because I just think you're going to need it, and it's going to lead us nicely onto today's topic, which is what to focus on in Q3 and what, you know, the importance of that should be. So, but first, let me give you an update. It's been a crazy few months, crazy. God, where do we even begin? Well, how to explain the last few months? I'm not quite sure. And I wrote a post yesterday to the members in my community and trying to sum up the last 3 months. There's many words I think you could use for the last 3 months, but the one I would like to get you to think about would be the word adaptability. Adaptability, the ability to change, to suit, you know, when conditions move around you or when conditions change, when the environment changes, it's your ability to move with that new environment or that new condition. And I think anybody who has survived and can still call themselves a business owner at this point and is still, you know, riding out the challenge and still kind of embracing the challenge, which we all are, whatever business you're in, then I think adaptability is the word, and it's probably and possibly something that you've learned about yourself that you may not have knew about yourself 2 or 3 months ago. The concept of telehealth, we leaned straight into telehealth with our members, and in many cases they told us that it saved their practice. We have found out more about our patients. We found out more that the person on the front desk and the guy or girl who's answering the phone is undoubtedly your most important person and will be moving forward in the next 3 to 6 months. We found out some staff that may needed to have been moved on months ago, who hopefully you've got rid of. You've found out more about yourself and how to manage your emotions and just adapt to everything. We found out what PPP is. We found out what bounce back loans are in the UK. We've paid a bit more attention to our finances, to our cockpits, our dashboards, our cash flow forecasts, if you've got all of those things. If you haven't, then you need to get that free report. It talks to you about those things and the importance of that, you know, that type of stuff. And I just think generally it's the word, it is adaptability. That's the thing, you know, how adaptable you've been through this last 3 months will ultimately determine what the next 3 to 6 months looks like, because it's still turbulent. It's still, you know, it's not necessarily just as we think everything's fine here in Orlando. Boom, you know, two weeks ago this was the best place to be, and I'm ringing England and telling them that I'm not coming home and I'm staying here, and you know that the kids won't be home for a little while to see grandparents. And then bang, all of a sudden, England's open for business. Europe's got their flights going again. America's locked out. Florida's repealed its opening. Bars are closing down and people are panicking again. And it's just, God, everywhere you look. And I think that's what you're going to have to think about throughout all of this next 3-6 months, that unpredictability is the future for the next a year, 18 months possibly. with everything that, you know, that is likely to go on. So as a business owner, and I'm pointing at the things here I'm going to talk to you about that I prepared for, as a business owner, you've got to embrace that. There's no other way. The skills will get you through. Business skills get you through this. The people that have been angst and living day to day and having absolutely no clue what tomorrow is going to bring and panicking for the future, those are the ones who are absent of business skills. Absent of marketing skills, absent of selling skills, absent of cash flow skills, absent of leadership skills. All of these things that ultimately go into making a good business owner, if they're not there and haven't been there, those business owners get exposed. And as I always say, the best PTs have the best PT skills. The best PT business owners have the best business skills. Big, 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 big difference. You will not solve a cash flow or a marketing problem with McKenzie skills or certificates. That will not ever happen. If you've survived the last 3 months and you're looking ahead at the next 3 months and you're a little, oh, things are coming back and they might get worse, let me tell you why they won't. And let me tell you why this won't happen. And I can absolutely guarantee you why the next 3 months will not be as bad as the first 3 months. Simply because you've rode this bull before. You've rode this bull before. If you're looking at this next 3 months now thinking this could still be turbulent, and yet it could be and is very likely to be depending upon what state you're in, depending upon which country you're in. But I guarantee you it will not be as bad because you should have learnt the lessons from the first 3 months. When this first happened, we were whacked in the face. Literally, we were blindsided. We woke up one morning and nothing will ever happen as fast again in our lives' times as that did back in early March. That exact same thing will not happen, right? The same set of circumstances could happen. There could be shutdowns, there could be people being fearful, there could be people cancelling, there could be people not wanting to come in for in-person treatment, staff getting antsy again. All of this is possibly likely to happen. But you should know how to deal with that now. You have a log of lessons now. You have experience in all of this now. You know how to talk to clients. You know how to manage the phone, or you should. You should. And the phrase that I use to my members when all of this kicked on is you know, the phrase is, I'm going to rise to the occasion. Well, you're not, because you run out of adrenaline. And that's ultimately what happened to many businesses. If you understand this, when coronavirus kicked off, a lot of people had a lot of adrenaline and I'm going to fight this and I'm going to do. They weren't expecting a 12-week fight. Their adrenaline ran out. And so they started to subside. And that's what you're genuinely seeing. I'm seeing it in the business owner community, people running out of adrenaline. And what needs to happen is it's not that you rise to the occasion. That's the stuff you see in the movies. In real life, it's sinking to the level of your training. Where are the skills? Well, we've all just trained for the last 3 months. I believe we've trained for the last 3 months to get us through the next 12 months. The first 3 months was a hurricane. The next 12 months is a long tailwind that you will not get through on adrenaline. You will not get through on hustle or energy because you'll simply run out. You will get through on business skills, strategic thinking, planning, cash flow forecasting, managing your team, thinking 2, 3, 4 months ahead and being okay with the fact that you might not be 100% accurate. Thinking about your new marketing activities, thinking about different products and services that you can sell to the same customers. Business 101, don't go find more customers, find more things to sell to the customers that you've got. These are the things that the business owners with the skills are starting to think about and have been executing on in their businesses over the last few months. So I don't think the next 3 months will be anywhere near as severe, even if from an environment point of view or the conditions out there could get very similar, possibly in some states. but it should not be as bad for you because you should at this point have learnt your lessons. You've rode the bull before. When you've rode the bull, you must have been learning things about the situation that you can take with you into the next month, the month after, and the month after that as we get through this together. So let's do this. I'm going to give you, and my intent is to give you some focus. All I ever try to do on this podcast is share with you lessons, things that I'm seeing. Don't forget, I work with now over 450 businesses. We've had an exponential a couple of months in this company because more and more people obviously are looking for help. So we've been quite, shall we say, rampant behind the scenes, trying to keep up with everything that is happening. We've got a huge event coming up in a week. Paulsbigevent.com is where you can find details on that. But behind the scenes, we've been busy because we have switched, if you like. We switched from a company that, if you like, a lot of people on the front end, they find us for marketing. They go, oh, Paul's the marketing guy, right? So that's kind of what I'm known as. But I think what you'll find behind the scenes, the reason that we've had such longevity with our clients and that some of my members have been with me now for over 5 years, it's because we help them with other aspects of their business that we don't always talk about on the front end. It's the leadership, it's the finance stuff, it's the recruitment, it's the culture, the strategic thinking, cash flows, and so on and so forth. Right? We get involved quite heavily with all of that behind the scenes. And I think that's the reason that many of the members that we've worked with have reported sometimes record months, best months. And it wasn't necessarily that their focus was entirely just on getting new patients, which it seems many business owners, that's what they think when they think about growing their business. It's actually in all of the things that come, you know, come behind that. So we're working with a lot of members now, again, from all over the world, Australia, Canada, all across the US, United Kingdom, Brunei, Scotland, Ireland. We're all over Sweden, Denmark, pretty much any country that speaks any form of English, we are helping those businesses. So we have our finger on the pulse, and I'm just going to share with you what I'm basically communicating to them. That is this: the importance for the next 3 months must be on these three things and in this order. Number one, cash. That's it. Number one is cash. C-A-S-H. No matter what country you're in, I'm sure you understand the language of cash. Your focus must be on getting cash and keeping cash. This thing's going to go on, all right? And it doesn't mean that you don't spend money, and it doesn't mean that you don't invest in things, and it doesn't mean you don't spend money on marketing or whatever. It means you give your respect to getting cash in and keeping it, and then knowing exactly where it's going. That is called cash flow forecasting and statements of cash. Those things should be given to you or created by you once a week. Getting cash is your game. This entire thing from day one, we said it. When the minute this kicked off, I got together with my finance guy and we said, this is a game of cash. Managing cash. Not getting more customers. Not getting more patients. At this point, it's a game of cash. Whatever business you're in, whether it's a global media business, whether it's a physio business, I have a real estate company, a property investment business, which rents out my own houses. That was about managing cash because people didn't want to pay their rent. So the entire strategy for all three companies in two different countries became about how do we manage cash from 1 month to the next, or in real time from 1 week to the next, to make sure that we don't stupidly spend money or let money go that we didn't need to. Thinking very differently about the money and making sure that we could get money in, putting extra effort into getting money into the bank and making sure that every single possible chance that we had became about getting money from people who were willing to spend it with us. That's what focusing on cash does. It doesn't necessarily mean just get more patients. It doesn't necessarily mean keep cash. It means put your focus on getting cash. And when you come at it from that angle, that you start to look at everything in your business and say, good, these patients that we've got, we've lost 40 this week, all right, but we've still got 10. Where's the extra cash in these 10? What else do they want to buy? What service are we not giving them that they would pay cash for, that they'd pay cash up front for? What might be what might be the way to get them to pay a payment plan, or instead of a payment plan, they pay up front? And how does that transpire to my front desk person? How does that transpire to my physio? Are they aware that we need to get people to pay up front now, not on payment plans or pay as you go? So when you switch the focus to cash and you're guided by all of your conversations that are getting cash, It's the oxygen of a business. You can't overlook it. The focus cannot be on getting more and more patients, right? And I'll tell you why. Because the focus has been getting more and more patients for many PT business owners for years, who for the last 3 months have been up shit creek. No other word, right? They've been absolutely up shit creek. And if you don't know what shit creek is, well, you wouldn't like to swim in it, put it that way. It ain't pleasant, right? And a lot of people have been in that over the last 3 months. And the reason that they've been in that, despite having workshop after workshop filled, I've seen the ads are already piddling out that, you know, fill up your clinics again with workshop and all this stuff. I'm fine with that. But the problem for many business owners is they keep thinking that next month, if they get another 35 patients, everything will be fine. And they can't understand why, despite getting 35 people to sit in their workshop, they've still got no cash in the bank. Because there's no focus on actually getting cash in the bank to stay in the bank and only do be spent on things that enhance the business or enhance the business owner's life, one or the other. Getting cash in and keeping cash are two wildly different things. The focus must switch to every single possible strategy that you know about getting cash in the bank. Number two thing that you need to focus on, communication and sales. Communication and sales is number two. Why is that? Well, again, everybody's going to piddle you on get more patients, get more patients. Now, I'm a marketer and I love marketing and I love getting customers. I think it's the easiest thing in the world to get customers for a business. Personally, because I've studied marketing for such a long period of time that it becomes second nature to me. However, it isn't the most important thing for me right now. Simply because even if I stopped all marketing in my physio business, 10, 20, 25, 30 people would still be calling or getting in touch. And what's most important is that we communicate to those people, we sell to those people appropriately. We sell to their fears. We sell to their skepticism. We sell to their possible resistance. We communicate with them in a way that they can understand what we're doing, why we're doing it, what the new policy is in their clinic, that they're fine, that we're safe, that we can fix their problem, that we can still solve their outcome and do it safely. If your front desk guy or girl isn't the most important person in your clinic for the next 6 to 12 months, I'd love to know who is. I'd love to know who you've got in that clinic that's more important than the guy or the girl who answers the phone. Communication and sales is the next step for you. Number one is getting cash, having dashboards set up, cash flow forecasts, all of these things, statements of cash, profit and loss inspected, analyzed, summary written up so you can see exactly where your cash is going on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis. And then asking yourself what you can do to get more cash in and keep more cash. Number two, communication and sales, because you're already getting leads. You're going to get nibbles. You're going to get people filling out forms. You're going to get people replying to emails. You're going to get people asking on social media about whether you're open and how much you charge and all this type of stuff. They're doing it. Why? We know. Here's what's going to happen. The reason, right, that you're going to get more, we found over the last couple of weeks, in most states, Google's gone through the roof. In the first month or two, it dropped off a cliff. Over the last month, certainly the last 2 or 3 weeks, as states have eased lockdowns and Britain's released its, the companies that we're doing Google ads for are starting to bounce back very, very well because people are searching online. Why are they searching online? Because they're not going to doctors. Think about it. Every time something moves, it goes to a direction that somebody isn't looking. So if they've stopped going to the doctors, well, they've still got back pain and they still want relief. They're now searching on Google more, or they're using social media or Facebook more. So we've seen a dramatic increase in the number of Facebook Messenger. My physio business's Facebook Messenger has been inundated, 30 plus in the last week or so, since we made a tentative announcement that we're opening back up for in-person appointments next week. We've got Google going through the roof, right? But people are doing this naturally. They're searching for it. So we're going to get these people whether or not we have to do marketing anyway. The point that I want to raise to you, to my clients, and to my team is that the communication and sales element is vital right now. If you're thinking that marketing is the number one most important thing, well, I can tell you that if you focus on the marketing, you'll neglect the communication and the sales, and you'll neglect the cash. You won't survive in business without cash, and you won't get cash unless you can sell something. Now, if you can sell and you can improve your communication, then you can focus on your marketing. All three of those things are vital in the next 3 months. But to me, in order of importance, it's cash, getting it and keeping it, communicating and selling and focusing in on whether it's extra training for your front desk, whether it's new scripts, whether it's every single day. Most sales training happens daily, 10-15 minutes. It's called a stand-up huddle. People get together and they challenge each other. They pretend, they role play. They give mock objections. They get awkward. They have silences and pauses so that every single day the person answering that phone knows that they're in a battle. And they are, by the way. If you've got a nice, pleasant, happy-go-lucky girl or guy on that phone who doesn't know how to answer objections, congratulations, you're losing money every single day. And that's where your problem is. And I can still guarantee you to this day, it is likely to be the number one problem in 99% of people's businesses listening to this podcast. Guarantee it. Even when you think it isn't, it still is. One of the things that we have done recently, we've improved our Google Ads service over the last couple of months, and we've moved to a new platform that we're rolling out for clients. And we include call recording with all of everything that we're doing, so we can listen back on the calls. So not only can we track and monitor the calls better, we can actually listen back to the calls on behalf of our clients. And some of them are horrendous. We've had, I know, at least 5 changes so far, possibly 6 or 7, I think it is, to people answering the phone since we put call recording on through this. I cannot stress enough the importance of whoever answers that phone being the person that gets all of your attention for the next 3 to 6 months, because they're giving you the you're going to get leads, you're going to get people getting in touch. Every single lead is important. We've ran for the last 3 months as part of our community a program called Front Desk Superstars. And my head salesperson and sales trainer, Barry, who has answered the phone in my clinic and he helps now clinics all over the world, he put together a program that has run weekly on a Tuesday for the last 12 weeks, and it's been dedicated to answering the phone. Over 270 people at one point, at the height, you know, when the clinics were closed, were on this call across the world. And again, we've had people get in touch going, business owners, that program has saved my business. That program, because we're getting people who now are converting who wouldn't. We've got a guy or a girl now who knows how to deal with an objection. We don't have a girl anymore who just politely smiles and tries to book an appointment for somebody and then puts the phone down the minute that they say no because they hear the price or the objection creeps in or whatever it will be. That is where your money will be made or lost. Then it's the marketing. Absolutely still vital. Now, by the way, you can do all of these 3 things. None of them are, you don't have to just focus on one. You're going to have to do all 3. And you do all 3 at the same time, theoretically. But to me, it's cash, it's communication, sales, and then it's marketing. Which is why, again, you have to be super careful of just falling for the, oh, I'm just going to get more leads. If I just get more leads, everything will be fine. Or companies trying to tell you, we're seeing all of this. There's more Facebook ads companies now than I've had hot dinners, right? Like they're everywhere. And there's some alarming, shocking stories that are coming from these types of companies who are basically using artificial intelligence, also known as fake followers, to fill out, I think they're called bots, that technically they're called, that filling out forms, and it looks like you're getting 50 leads and they're promising you all sorts of stuff and nobody can get hold of any of these leads because none of them actually even exist. And that's rife right now, right? It's just all of this crap happening everywhere. I'm watching it all over my Facebook feed, and I'm hearing stories of clients who've tried and fell foul for it and it didn't work for them, right? Be super careful right now, because people will try and get you to do these things, right? And I'm not saying that I wouldn't try and sell you on a marketing thing, but I would point out first that you must have your cash strategies in play and your skills for that, and you must have your communication and sales in play. And if you don't, the marketing will be a complete waste of time. A complete waste of time, because you'll spend more on marketing, you'll have a girl or a guy answering the phone who can't close, and you'll run out of cash. These are the companies I'm promising you that you're seeing in your news feed, that people are probably pestering you to try and get them to buy their Facebook ads or their workshops or whatever it will be. They're not factoring this in for you. The marketing is one thing, but it's in order of importance. You spend money on marketing right now, you'll run out of cash. If the guy or the girl answering the phone can't answer the phone, as in can say hello and is polite, but isn't answering or able to deal with objections. You have to sell when it comes to objections about fear, doubt, skepticism. This is the whole reason sales is invented. Sales was invented to overcome fear, doubt, and skepticism. It had to be. Why? Because people are born with fear, doubt, and skepticism, which is why I laugh at any person anywhere in the world, whoever it is, who tells me that they don't need to sell. that they don't like selling, well, don't get in business. In fact, and if you listen to this and you work for somebody and you don't like selling, get out of business and get into a charity job, right? Because the entire world is built on sales. And it has to be built on sales because people are doubtful, skeptical, and fearful, nervous by design. Go read a simple book on how the brain works. It's designed that way to keep you alive. If you're trying to tell me that you can build a business without selling, please let me know how you do it. You'll get far enough. And if you have built a business without selling, you've still been selling. You've sold yourself to a doctor, and the doctor's done the selling for you. Or you've sold yourself to a HR company for the cheapest price. You've outsourced it to some shitty workers' comp company, and they've sold you. And that's the reason you're getting shitty profit margins in your business. The businesses that learn how to sell are the ones who ultimately take control of their own referral sources, their own prices, their own profits, and ultimately their own destiny. You will never, ever, ever build a company independent of shitty contracts with insurance companies, kissing doctors' asses, begging workers' comp to send you people if you don't learn how to sell and ingrain that into every single person in your company, healthcare included. And if the PT schools don't like it, which they don't like fucking anything, except when they're selling you into a $200,000 program, there's the irony. Oh, we don't like to sell. However, let us sell you into a $200,000 program. We'll shackle you for the rest of your life with a 15-year fucking payment that you have to get this degree, but we won't tell you it's cool to sell because your skills will be good enough. Absolute crap. It's ridiculous. And people are finding out now more than ever that the ability to sell through the last 3 months, you show me a company that's made money in the last 3 months, I'll show you a business owner comfortable with selling. There you go. End of story. You show me a business owner that's been fearful of shit this last few months, didn't dare sell, doesn't like selling, I'll show you somebody who's just shut the doors and that's it. Everything is bad, right? Every patient wanted to cancel. No, they don't. No patient wanted telehealth. What? Not one of them. Everybody wanted to drop off. What? Everybody? You not think there's a little bit of like worst case scenario catastrophizing going on here? No, no, no. Everybody wanted to cancel. Well, why is the clinic round the corner? This happened to us. I won't stay the state because I know the clinic owners will be listening to this. But we had a situation in our membership community where nobody's coming out. And we said, nobody? Yeah, this place is on shutdown. I said, well, we know because we're working with another business who's not in your group. We separate them all into different groups. We're working with another business who's in your group just a few miles away, not in your group, a few miles away. And that lady's having a record month right now. And you're right, they're not coming out. But you know what she's doing? Telehealth. Oh, but nobody wants to do telehealth. Well, they obviously do for her. What's she doing that you're not? Right? So it's all in our head. We all know it. And it'll go back down to how much we believe in it. How much we believe in it comes down to whether or not we've got the skills. If we've got the skills, we'll know how to sell. We'll know how to manage emotions and objections. If we can manage our cash, we can stay in business for longer. And then if we can turn on marketing, now I can be super confident about spending money on Google and Facebook and running or attempting virtual workshops or whatever it is that people are trying to do these days. Great. But if you try to do the marketing first and all of the focus is on the marketing, I promise you will not see any change long-term, sustainably, whatsoever. You will get a spike for a week or 2 weeks when the first 15 opt-ins happen off Facebook or whatever. Then you'll realize, couldn't close them, couldn't sell them. You'll say, oh, nobody wanted to pay cash and it's because of coronavirus. And yeah, all of that might be true. But I'm telling you, underneath it all, in that order, it's why I'm saying in that order, the most important, because I can't let you think that marketing is the only ticket in town right now. Super important, but not at the neglecting of your front desk person and not at neglecting cash flow strategies to ensure that you get cash and hang on to cash. Getting 30 people at a workshop is a big ego when you take that picture and you post it all over Facebook. Getting 30 of them to spend the full $1,500 with you and you collecting it and keeping it, that's a different game all together. Operating cash flow is severely, grotesquely underestimated by business owners. Operating cash flow, not profit, cash flow. You could have a month where you think you've made 40 grand profit and not have any cash to show for it. And by the way, I'm not going to say it to that level, but it's very true that many business owners would have 150,000 pound, $150,000 of profit, and they haven't got a clue where the money is. They've never felt like they've had the money because they didn't have the cash flow strategies to make sure that they get cash and keep cash. Huge. And it's always feeling harder than it needs to be. Why? Because you're not getting the maximum value from every patient. Why not? Because the communication and the sales isn't there. You get the cash flow right, you get the communication and the sales right, you can be confident as shit about spending money on Google Ads, all this other stuff that that's out there for you. So, and overarching all of that, people. So four things in technical terms. You know, as a, you've got to have the cash, tactical communication and sales, tactical marketing is tactical, strategic is the people. Your business is still a sum of all of its parts, which is its people. If it's people, your business owners, people, managed and led correctly by you, again, skills, leadership, culture, creating that right culture, having your team accountable, having your team with scorecards, having your team on their jobs, broken down by the week, by the month, and by the quarter, which is why I'm doing this at a new quarter. You do all of those things, you get your people managed correctly, somebody will manage cash flow for you, your marketing and your sales will improve exponentially. So to me, that's what I think the focus is on, and certainly is for mine. Across three businesses with 30 plus staff in two different countries, three different fields, don't make any difference. Business is business. Business skills are business skills, and you can apply them, take them anywhere you want. And that's the real reason I think that through this, for me, it wasn't a huge, you know, don't get me wrong, there's been some turbulence and there's some shit that you just wish you didn't have to deal with, but it is what it is, and you've got to do what you've got to do. That's the way it is. But the reason I think that I didn't panic, and I don't think I will panic throughout all of this, is because whatever happens, I won't lose the business or businesses, quite simply because I'm the business. In all of these things, I'm the business. You're the business, right? And it's funny how we as entrepreneurs try to remove ourselves from the business. And the reason that'll never happen is because we are the business. Like we created the thing. We put the people in play. We hired the superstars you've got. We hired them. We put all of the standards in play. We put the accountability in play. We put the culture in. We put the DNA in, everything. And you can do it all again. Nobody's taking them. The coronavirus ain't taking the skills away from you. Simple as that. The problem is, for many, it's exposed that they've never had skills. The business was built on a good reputation as a PT. That's the business owner that's struggling right now. It was built on a reputation. And despite what they say, the skills, obviously, you know, you need the reputation, but the skills in the end is ultimately what will see you through. And it's, you know, as this unfolds, might not be nice, might not be pleasant, might be a little bit of short-term revenue loss, but in the long run, if you've used this situation with an attempt to learn some lessons, to constantly improve your business skills, to surround yourself with the right people, to learn lessons about yourself and your business and your people, I know you'll come out of this fantastically well, and you'll think, you know what? What was normal, and do I actually want to ever go back to the old way of normal? A friend of mine who I play tennis with every morning, I play tennis here at 7 o'clock every morning for an hour. Great start to the day. I said, people are wanting things to go back to normal, and he said something like, why do they want to go back to normal? I said, what do you mean? He said, nobody wants normal. What they want is safe. That's what they're saying. Nobody wants normal. What the hell do we want normal for? That kind of defeats the kind of whole object. We all want an extraordinary or a terrific life fueled by our businesses, but we don't want normality. What they're saying is, I want to go back to safety. I want to go back to safety. The people who want safety, they're the ones who don't necessarily get far. So, anyway, that's enough from me. Hope you've enjoyed it. Three things to focus on. Head over to polgoff.com/cash and get your free report. I would implore you to get that. It's going to be up for the next couple of days. polgoff.com/cash. Depending upon when you're listening to this, head over there now and see if it's available. And we've got Paul's big event coming up. It's July the 11th and 12th. It is a Harry Potter themed event. Paul Goff in the Chamber of Marketing and Cash Getting Secrets. If you use the code podcast, you'll get a reduction. A nice reduction, actually. Just type that into your order form and you'll get a good chunk of reduction just for being a podcast listener. And it just lets me know who our podcast listeners are who joins that event. Two full days, 24 tracks. We've got a business owner track, we've got a marketing track, a sales track. Marketing and sales is one track, and then we've got a track for your PTs as well. So it's a team event. We've even got a kids club, so it's actually a family and a team event. I don't think anybody's done anything like this ever. It's certainly our biggest ever attended event. We'll have over 1,000 people across the four tracks across 2 days. People in, guest speakers from all over the world. Top PT clinics, top PT educational specialists, business owner specialists, marketing, track, sales, the lot. So I'm not going to say more about it. We're filling up seats very, very quickly. paulsbigevent.com is where you will find details on the Harry Potter themed event. Paul Goff in the Chamber of Marketing and Cash Getting Secrets. If you like anything about what I've spoken to you about today, needless to say, that entire weekend will follow through and give you those strategies, tools and skills if you think that you're lacking on them. Anyway, have a wonderful day, stay safe, and I'll be back in touch very, very soon. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Paul Goff Audio Experience. If you like this episode and want to make your clinic a cash-generating machine, head to Paul's Big Event to get more details about how you can get and keep the cash that will get you through the coming recession on Paul's 2-day event. While you're there, make sure you enter your special code, HARRY, for $75 off your total at checkout. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day.